Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. If you have any questions for me, please call me, 630-338-1160, or find me on the web at 1160mortgage.com. Why all the 1160s? Well, if you're listening live right now, you are hearing me in Chicago on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life Radio. If you're listening on iTunes, just check the descriptions down below, and there's all my links to everything that you can possibly imagine to find me or reach out to me. Today's show, down payment assistance. Down payment assistance. We abbreviate it in the business as DPAs, so down payment assistance. What are they? How do they work? Are they good ideas? Are there alternatives? That's what we're going to discuss on today's show. So, what is a down payment assistance program? Well, who needs it? Well, not everybody. And I would suggest not everybody do it. Even if you qualify, there might be better alternatives for you. But I want to lay this out there in case you really fall into that category where it's you either continue to rent and pay somebody else's mortgage or you buy your own home. So, in the Midwest area, we have a couple different variations of down payment programs, but there's two big ones in Illinois and Wisconsin. So, I can help you if you're in Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, anywhere in the Midwest. Actually, right now, I can actually help you throughout the whole country. There's only one state that I can't help you in, believe it or not, and that is West Virginia. And if you've heard my accent, you got it. I'm originally from West Virginia.
Ultimate irony.
I know. So that was that. Yeah, that was. It was crazy because we went through all the licensing, and the only place that I can't, it was too difficult to kind of go through was West Virginia.
So it wasn't worth it.
Yeah. No, I won't say that. I'm from there.
Well, no, so, I mean, it wasn't, licensing wasn't worth the
hassle. If all my family and friends start really pounding me that they want the assistance, I can help them.
It's interesting because they're sort of known as a state without all the red tape.
Oh, no, it's in the mortgage business. It's
totally
that.
Huh?
Texas is another one.
I
can help you in Texas, but Texas is so big that it's definitely worth having.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Texas is probably one of the hardest. So, okay, let's get back to the grant program. So in Illinois, it's called IHDA, I-H-D-A. Wisconsin, WIHDA, W-H-D-A. There's several variations of these programs, and I'm not going to go over in detail each one of them. I just want to make you aware of they're there. How can you qualify? And I'll kind of brush it with a broad stroke on, you know, what it will do for you. And then we're also going to go over the cons. So I'm going to go over the pros, how to use it, why to use it, and all these other things. And then the cons, I might be able to work with your realtor to get you into the house in a different path. So let's get to it. Most of these programs, it'll give you up to about $7,000-$10,000. In I'll say they reference them as grant programs, but you have to be leery or weary or educated on which program you get into. Okay, so many times you might call somebody and they'll just say, "Oh, we have that IHDA program. We're going to put you into it, and here's this." I don't do that. You're the boss. I'm going to go over every one of the guideline programs. There's about five or six different variations of these grant programs or these DPAs. And I'm going to tell you the pros and cons. Some are basically, I'll say it, it's free money. It's free money. It's forgivable. You're in the house and it's forgivable. Others are actually put you on a payment plan. And you make payments as you would any other loan. It's basically a second mortgage on your home. So you make payments to it. Others, you don't have a payment, but that loan is there tagged on your house, so it, you cannot refinance or sell the house without paying off that lien. So which one is best for you? And that's what we go over when you call and we go through your consultation. We're going to go over saying, okay, you can get this, and here's that. Here's this, here's that. I'm going to go over the pros and cons of each one of those and why one might be better for you than the other. Okay? So that's a kind of a broad stroke on the down payment assistance programs. All right? So the pros. If you have no money, it can help you get into a home. If you have no money, it can help you get into a home. Or, you know, you have a couple grand and you don't want to spend your last penny buying the house. Then we'll look into down payment assistance programs because it can help you tremendously get into. And again, the renting process, I don't look at it as, you know, I'm a renter. I look at it as I'm paying somebody else's mortgage. I have rental property. The people pay, I'll be blunt, the rent they pay me pays that mortgage. So basically it's a pass-through. I'm getting the deductibility of all the tax benefits. I'm building equity in that property every day. So if you're a renter and you want to be a renter, God bless you, keep renting. If you don't want to pay somebody else's mortgage, look at buying a home. If you don't have any money or minimal amount of money that you really don't want to put every nickel that you have into the house, then let's look into these down payment programs. Okay. So that's the benefit, the pro. You know, you probably qualify if your credit score is 640 or more. You probably qualify. The cons are they have higher rates. It's a specific program that you're getting into. The rates are higher, probably on tune of about 0.75 to the rate. So let's say, just to make it simple, if the rate's going today at 4, then the grant program is most likely the rate is 4.75, if not 5. Okay? But again, it might be, that might be what you need. So at least get you into a home. There also are additional fees to the grant program. So the company or the entity that's giving or granting that grant or that down payment assistance, they have fees that have to be paid. So those are the two, I call them cons on going with the down payment assistance program. Okay. So again, higher rates and additional fees. But if that's the way you have to go, that's the way you have to go. All right. So how do we get you into a home? So that's basically the down payment assistance programs, okay? So what I want to talk about now is, are there alternatives to get you into a home without paying a higher rate and all those additional fees for the down payment assistance programs? Probably. And I try to talk in most of my clients into saying, okay, I do have these programs, but is it the best thing for you? Might be, might not be. But I want to give you alternatives. And that's why a lot of realtors are using me, because they're like, you know what? They call somebody else or they do the online thing. It basically says, you're pre-approved. Here it is, period. There's no, what's the alternative? Do I have an A, B, and C I can pick from? Is there anything that I can do? Nope, that's your pre-approval. It doesn't work. So the alternatives, I'm going to work with your realtor and we're going to have the seller pay all of your costs. So let's go over, when you're buying a house, how much money do you really need? And then in the next segment of the show, I'm going to work with you on how we dwindle that down to the minimum amount you need to get you into a home. So in a broad stroke brush, if you're looking to buy $100,000 home, okay, I have a program with 3% down. And here's what I mean by 3% down. Take the 3% and multiply that by the purchase price. So you're buying a $100,000 house. You need 3% down, meaning you need $3,000. Pretty simple math. That's not it. A lot of people say, I got the $3,000, I could buy a house. Hold on. You're going to have costs. The lender costs in most cases are about, I'll say $1,000 to $1,500. And if you're paying more than that, be cautious. Then there's legal fees. This is where you really get kind of, you can get behind a bubble. Your legal fees can be in the tune of $3,000 to $5,000. Okay, so let's cut that in the middle and we'll say your legal fees are going to be $4,000. I won't break down how, when, why, and where it is, but it is. So in your case, you need the $3,000 down. You have the $1,000 in lender fees. And you have $4,000 in title fees. So you're like, oh boy. In this case, I need $8,000 to buy a $100,000 home. I don't have that. Dan, you told me I only needed 3%. Yes, that's your down payment. Basically, that's your skin in the game to get the house. But there's other costs. There's, you know, transfer taxes of the house. You pay state, local, county taxes for the transfer of the deeds. There's a whole bunch of other stuff entailed. So how are we going to get you down back to your $3,000 mark? And that's what we're going to talk about in segment two. So again, if you're looking to buy a house and you really want to dig down on this and you need some help, please call me. The best way to get me is send me an email at dan.frio@gmail.com, or give me a call. It's 630-338-1160. Don't go away. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. Okay. How are we going to get the seller to pay a lot of those costs so we can get you into this house with just your down payment money? So let's recap. You're buying a $100,000 home. Dan said he qualified you at 3% down, which means $3,000. So 3% of the purchase price. So 3% of $100,000 is $3,000. But right before we went on break, we totaled up all the money that you needed, and it came to $8,000. I don't have $8,000. Now I can't buy a house. Not necessarily. Let me work with your realtor. I'm going to help with them negotiate with the seller. So what we're going to do is do this. The seller wants $100,000 for their home. Okay? We know that because they already accepted our $100,000 offer. So when we totaled up all the numbers that we need $3,000 for the down payment. We need $1,000 for our lender fees. And we need $4,000 for all of our legal fees. And those are customary. And those are, if you're looking around, you're going to say, I'm not going to pay that much in legal fees. You're going to. Because you don't make that call. A lot of this stuff is city, county, state, and it's already determined. So in that, you need $3,000 for your down payment, but you need a total of $8,000 because there's $5,000 in costs. Okay, so we have $3,000. So how are we going to make the seller pay this? We're going to go back and say, okay, Mr. Seller or Mrs. Seller, you were willing to take $100,000. How about if we offered you $105,000 and you gave us a $5,000 credit? It's called a closing cost credit. It's on, in most cases, it's on page one of your contract. It is completely legal, allowed, and it's happens in most cases when people are buying a home. So what happened on just that? Well, we can take, and again, if you paid attention to it, it is a seller closing or a closing cost credit from the seller. So we get $105,000 we're paying the seller. They're giving us a credit back for $5,000. We're moving that $5,000 to the lender fee to pay that. That's $1,000, leaving us $4,000 remaining in credits. Your title fees or legal fees are $4,000. So that $5,000 just wiped out the lender fee of $1,000 and the legal fees of $4,000. Now we're back to your down payment money that you needed. There's a little variance there because now the purchase price is $105,000 and you need, instead of needing $3,000, you need just a couple $100 more because of that extra $5,000. But it's getting you into that house with a couple $100 more than we anticipated versus thousands more than we anticipated or you anticipated. So that is the best way or the best alternative in most cases to the down payment assistance programs. So you're saying, Dan, the show is again for down payment assistance programs. Yes, it is. But it's not for everybody. The reason being is the pros, it gets you into a house. In most cases, it's enough money to basically get you into that house with very little, if any, money of your own. But it comes with a cost. And that cost is higher interest rates and another possibly, well, higher fees. And it can be a lien on your home that you might have to pay or you don't pay, but you'll pay eventually when you refinance or sell your home. That might not be, you might be, that's okay with me. It's getting into a house with basically very, very minimum amount of money out of my pocket. That's okay. That's the way we'll go. My suggestion many, many times is people don't realize it. You can pull money out of your 401k. You can get a mom and dad want to gift you some monies or let's say your mom and dad and your kids are looking to buy a home. You know, you can gift them some money for their down payment and help them get into that house. So that those are areas that I'm saying this. I come up with the down payment assistance programs. I explain that, but I can also come up with, I always try to do plan B. What's an alternative that you can do? The alternatives is you can use me as your mortgage advisor. I'll work with your realtor, negotiating to the seller on how they can, we're going to get them to pay your closing costs, and they're really not out any money either. So that's the program. That's basically what we're doing here. The down payment assistance programs, I have them. Do I have alternatives? I have them. Just let me know. I'd love to help you. So I always try to end every show with a credit hack. Today, I'm going to go a little more in detail. I want to go over my website, and this website is getting thousands of hits a day. So that's why I keep trying to push it out there, because I created this website. I didn't create it to become a millionaire. I created it to help you. Why can't you get a mortgage? Why can't you get that car loan? Why did you get denied the credit card? Probably because of your credit. So what do? Do we just put our head in the sand and say, I'll just try to make some payments on time or do this and do that and fix my credit? Or what tools are available to me? What real tools are available to me from a site or something or some entity not looking to sell me something or kind of bamboozle me on, you know, just checking views or whatever? There's a lot of bad information out on the web. So the reason why I created this website is because I have clients in the past, hundreds of them, that would call me and say, I followed this guy on YouTube and I did this and now my credit scores went down. Well, yeah, obviously they're going to go down because what they told you is wrong. What they moved you into is probably a program that made them some money, but didn't help you. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to spend a lot of time and effort in creating this website. It was time, effort, and money creating this thing. So it's called creditscoresandmore.com. There's actually four pieces of the puzzle of this website. The first one is I highly suggest to all my clients and everybody listening out there and or watching on YouTube, scroll down below and click the Credit Scores and More tab. Scroll down a little bit and you're going to see step one. Step one is a free system. There is no there's no catches. There's nothing involved in this thing. It's going to take you 3 minutes to create an account. And it's a very, very, very useful tool, educational tool, and helps you in a lot of areas. There's no cost. You can upgrade that system. I will tell you now, today, right now, live, don't subscribe to any of those systems. Save your money. Don't do it. Just do the free system. It's more than what you need in what we're trying to do. It's going to give you a credit score. It's going to monitor your credit. The cool thing about this thing is if you're having trouble getting a credit card, it will review your credit profile and then give you options saying this card is the one that is best for you. It might not have the best terms, but this will fit you. And the reason why you probably are getting forced to that credit card is because your credit is not so good, and that'll help you build your credit. So use it, but pay it off every month. Okay. It'll give you tools. It'll give you blogs. It'll give you updates. It'll give you alerts. It gives you everything that you possibly need to help manage your credit. Okay. That's step one. Step two is for those out there that really want to know their credit scores. And there's over 30 of them, believe it or not. And I have coworkers that have been in this business for 20 years that never realized that there's over 30 different credit scores. So if you really want to know, what is your mortgage score? What's your TransUnion mortgage score? What's your Equifax car score? What is your Experian credit card score? It'll give you everything you need. If you go through the site, just click step two. I think it's $40. You get a 20% discount if you go through the system, and you can order it right there online. That's step two. Step three is a credit counseling company. If you're really having a tough time figuring out, you know, there's too much there for me to do. It's a credit company, repair company that I've used for years. I've had hundreds, if not thousands, of people use this system, and they have, you know, almost everybody has great reviews of this system. And then number four, I just recently changed number four up. Number four used to be it was a law firm that helped you with credit, but I ran into some other issues with my personal credit, so I decided to change up step four. Step four is now a lock of your credit, locking up your credit so nobody can hack into it. It's kind of a pain in the butt when you go apply for a loan, because when somebody pulls your credit, they're not going to get anything. It's going to say everything is locked. But it's also locking out all the hackers and all the people that have purchased your information on the dark web and are using your credit profile to kind of get credit for themselves or get items for themselves, and you're getting hit the burden of that transaction. So again, step one is a free system. Two is your real credit scores, over 30 of them. Step three is credit repair, and step four is a lockout system so nobody can hack into your system. So again, check it out, creditscoresandmore.com. Again, my name is Dan Frio. I'd love to help you if I can. I can basically do almost every state in the country now. And I have almost every program that you can possibly think of if you're looking to buy or refinance. So if you want to get a hold of me, please give me a call at 630-338-1160 or find me on the web at 1160mortgage.com. God bless. Have a great night.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.